shooting dice. That made no sense at all. Who or whom or what was shooting dice? In a flash, I punched in the codes and commands for retread. Retry, actually. But we came up with the same message. There was something fishy going on here, and I had to get to the bottom of the barrel. It was bad luck that Data Control had failed to answer the vital questions. And now I had to follow it up on my own. I issued a test bark, then cocked my right ear and listened. Two barks returned. I issued a second test bark. Three barks returned. Was there a pattern here? No. I didn't know what we had, only that it was pretty darn mysterious. I issued a third test bark and got one back this time, but aha! Woo-hoo! This time I picked up a crucial piece of information. The returning bark seemed closer than the ones before. I fired off a fourth and fifth test bark, and yes, the pattern continued. Those returning barks were definitely getting closer. How could this be? What could be causing the echoing barks to... Wait. Something moved in the darkness. Yes, right out there in front of me, near the base of Sunrise Hill. A shadowy form seemed to be... Two shadowy forms seemed to be creeping up the hill in my... Glittering yellow eyes. I was beginning to feel a little uneasy about this. I mean, echoes don't have glittering yellow eyes, right? Echoes don't even have eyes, right? So, what the heck? And echoes don't have voices either, but all at once, I was pretty sure that I heard,
that you, huh? Pretty foolish you come out in black dark and play talk back bark with most dangerous guys.
Talk back bark? I cut my eyes from side to side. Data Control was flashing a warning light. Okay, it was all coming clear now. Remember all that stuff about 7-11 and shooting dice? That was nothing but a garbage report from Data Control. What we had confronting us now had nothing to do with shooting dice or high energy echoes. What we had confronting us now was a whole lot worse. Rip and Snort, the Coyote Brothers. Have we discussed Rip and Snort? There had been times in my career when I had shared some laughs with them, but there had been other times when I'd gotten the feeling that they wanted to, to eat me. And now it appeared that they had broken my codes and intermeshed my messages, followed my barking patterns, and traced them back to me. Me, standing alone on Funeral Hill. Me, away from the safety of the house.